my first experience as far as the publishing business was with George Shearing. From the very beginning, he was really the first person that I could have established a relationship with in terms of thinking, in terms of the publishing business. He wasn't aware of what was going on, and none of the other people who joined us later on knew anything about the business. Because what I learned about it was, I noticed that whenever we went into the studio to record, no matter what group I was with, when a song came up, I noticed that the producers would always say, "Who wrote this song?" And or "Who publishes?" And they'd say, "Well, I wrote the song." And nobody ever said anything about publishing the song. So they'd say, "Okay, well, you wrote the song, well, sign right here, we'll publish it for you. You know, that's it, sign your name here." And you just signed away your publishing rights to the producer of the record company or whatever entity that you were working with at the time. And I said, "Well, you know, you're giving away something, because there's earnings to be made from the use of this material by yourself and by other people." Now, I didn't go to school. I didn't find out anything about it. I found out about this kind of like the hard way, or you might say by experience. And I did know people like Phil Moore, who knew the insides of how it all worked, because he was really on top of it. He was the only person that I had any contact with that knew something about this before I got into the picture with him, you know, as a player and as a kind of like a straw boss and road manager with him. So Cannonball was the key to bringing in all these different people and being able to explain to them the advantage of us handling their material and how it was going to be honestly handled and nobody was going to beat you out of anything. And that's really how this whole thing started. And he knew the ins and outs about how, like we explained to each one of the people that we signed with, that there was a company above us who recorded everything that was done, who was a clearinghouse for all of this, which was the Fox agency. And we worked through them, and then we explained to them how there were foreign entities who collected money for you, for, and there was a percentage and how it all went down. I don't have